Welcome to another one of my podcasts, and today we're going to consider, you know, what is a modern salesperson? What is sales today? Because we're seeing, you know, the rise of the hashtags, you know, social selling, of course, traditional selling, digital selling, now modern selling, and it all stems back to we're still trying to achieve that end goal of generating that meeting, generating business interest, and then starting a sales conversation, a sales process, because let's not escape from the fact that sales and selling is still very much a process that you have to go through, as much as buying is a process with which you have to go through. And certainly, you know, within large corporates or even small, you know, small organizations, the buyers themselves have to go through a process. There are certain hurdles and hoops that they have to go over, go through, certain criteria, market conditions that need to be met in order for them to make the purchase. And irrespective whether you're a proponent of social selling, traditional selling, modern selling, digital selling, outbound, inbound, it doesn't really matter. Your sales team still ultimately have to walk the walk and be able to sell and be able to close. And, you know, we're now seeing online conversations around this as a blend of, you know, traditional selling with digital selling and so on. Whereas my view is, and I turned 40 this year, which is somewhat depressing, but I've been in sales for the best part of 15, possibly even 18 years now. And I think that one thing is true of sales is that it comes naturally to some people and it doesn't to others. And I think where the, if we're going to use traditional selling, where the old school way of doing things was successful was it was kind of sink or swim, because as a salesperson, you know, we were in control of the sales process, or we were in control, certainly far more in control of the sales process than we are today, because this thing called social media and the internet didn't exist. So it came down to the skill of a salesperson. It came down to the tenacity, because, you know, it's hard work, and especially when you start out, you know, life. And I used to recruit sales roles, so out and out net new business through to the account management farmer type roles. You know, pretty much everybody in sales had to earn their stripes. So you had to start with, you know, no market, a telephone directory or a list of people to call, and you just plowed through those phone calls. That was the only way that you could do it. You know, before that, it was literally door-to-door sales. It was, you know, you had to get in your car, go to a business park and walk around, leave business cards, leave letters on reception, follow up two or three days later by phone to landline before mobile phones even existed. And you then took that person through, you know, the Glengarry Glen Ross sales approach. And in all my roles in sales, you know, the true test of whether you were actually any good at it were deals done. It was as simple as that. It came down to money in the bank, revenue recorded, and commission in your back pocket. That was ultimately the single sole metric which decided whether you were going to stick it or not. And, you know, I worked with people that lasted anything from 24 hours to a couple of days to a week. You know, we had one guy that didn't even last beyond the first sales training course that I sat on in my recruitment days, because it just wasn't for them, which is fine. That doesn't make them any less of a person. But where we are today in terms of what does a modern salesperson need to have in their armory, absolutely you need to understand the skill of selling. You need to understand how to work with your buyers to help them get to the decision that you want to, which is ultimately doing a deal with you. You need to still have the understanding in terms of how to ask the right questions at the right time, open questions versus closed questions. you need to still understand how to map your buyer market. So back when, you know, my recruitment days, the only way you did that was by asking the question, you know, before LinkedIn even was a, you know, was a thing or really came to the market. You just had to ask the open question: who else is involved in this buying process? Who else do you need to speak to get this signed off, you know, with candidates internally? You know, who else do you need to speak to? Is it your wife? Is it your husband? Is it your brother? Is it your mother, your aunt or uncle, in order to make this decision? Now, that still exists today, but, you know, what technology gives you is the ability to understand that buying map, that understanding of who you need to be dealing with in the buying process. Theoretically, with social and LinkedIn and any other social platform for that matter, you know, should be far easier to do. But just because the technology is available, if your sales teams just don't understand that this is ultimately what sales still is, you know, you are dealing with people, you are dealing with risk-averse individuals. And I don't care whether, you know, you are dealing with these people on an outbound phone call, inbound phone call, outbound email, inbound email, marketing qualified leads, sales qualified leads, whether it's driven by a marketing campaign, a seminar, a podcast, an event. I really, this is kind of all irrelevant, because whatever channel, whatever method you use to start a sales conversation, or your sales teams use to start a sales conversation, you are then still having to go through a sales process. You are still having to walk the walk. And there's been debate online as to whether Spin, Taz, Miller Hyman, you know, all these varying challenger sale, challenger customer, whether they're all relevant for the 21st century and for the modern seller or the salesperson of today. And ultimately, my view is, you know, what works for you works for you. But what the modern salesperson needs to understand is that they now have far more variables to deal with than necessarily I did 15, 18 years ago. And I think therein lies the challenge for sales directors, sales managers, even the board of today, is the world within which we live today is very, very different from the world that we sold to 10, 15, 20 years ago, because there was far less choice. The buyers had far less opportunity to be disrupted by other, you know, vendors coming in at the 11th hour, or being able to self-serve directly before they choose to engage with salespeople. So, you know, what has changed for me, you know, if we're going to break this down into it's kind of the process, is the front end lead generation piece. So this is where the modern salesperson needs to, and I don't, this doesn't matter for me whether you are looking at net new business or net new within an existing account, so, you know, new business versus account management or farming. The modern salesperson needs to understand that, you know, the way that lead generation happens is far more complex. And there, as I've mentioned, that the different variables that can happen along a buying journey or buying process for an organization are tenfold. And one cannot ignore the research out there in terms of you know, LinkedIn's view on multi-threading or dealing with multiple stakeholders within an account. Challenger sale around, there are now 6.2 decision makers per, you know, complex transaction, but above 5 decision makers, the likelihood of sale drops to 30%. Now up to, in some industries, 70 to 80% of the buying process or the buying due diligence process happens before an organization or a buyer chooses to engage with a salesperson, or actually chooses to engage with an organization rather than necessarily directly with a salesperson. This is where I believe that the majority of the focus needs to be on to help the modern salesperson understand this. Now, if you have a superstar within your sales team who is just taking the cold calling approach, and that is working really, really well for him or her, it would be interesting to kind of unpick that and understand, you know, what is it they are actually doing before they pick up the phone? Why are they choosing to call that person or that company over and above somebody else? And I would suggest, and I would bet, that they themselves are probably doing some element of due diligence, be it on social, looking at LinkedIn profiles, looking for signals, looking for when things are happening, reading stuff in the press, online, offline, doesn't matter, which is going to inform them that now is the right time to pick up the phone and make that cold call. Now, if you're a proponent of social or social selling or digital selling or whatever it might be, again, the approach that they are taking, if they are generating lots of inbound or they're generating lots of referrals, it will be because they are going through some kind of process, some kind of due diligence themselves to understand where their buyers are or their prospects are in their buying journey, to then time their outreach via social at the right time to start having a relevant sales conversation based around what they understand. Those that may well be using the excuse, or we see the excuse, that they're hiding behind email or they're hiding behind social to not engage, I would suggest that actually this is coming down to, do they understand how to sell in the modern era? And this has got nothing to do with social, digital, traditional, outbound, inbound. This is down to the actual skill set of the individual. Do they actually understand how to sell in the modern era of the 21st century versus those that, you know, understood how to sell 15, 20 years ago, which was just pick up the phone and make phone calls? Then when you get hold of that person, there is an art to questioning. There is an art to listening, you know, active listening. Two ears, one mouth. The pregnant pause. Be quiet when you're going for the close, even if it's 30 seconds to 60 seconds. Because if your prospect or your buyer opens their mouth first, you are then in control of that sales process, or you are in control of that that conversation. Neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, you know, still exists, can still be used today, and it can be used today in the written word, it can be used today in a podcast, it can be used today in you know, in video. You know, things like, I'm not here to talk about how brilliant I am at helping organizations engage in social or digital to drive more inbound. That's not what I'm here to do today. I'm here today just to help you understand that there is now a massive difference between how we sold 20 years ago, 15 years ago, to how we sell today. And that is because your buyers now buy differently, because they have more choice. But back to my earlier point, if your sales team don't understand this and you haven't coached them or enabled them to understand how to generate leads, how to generate that first sales conversation, then it doesn't matter if they are actually then the best salespeople in the world to then go on to close. If they don't understand how to do this to get that sales conversation in the first place, and as I said, I don't care whether you're a fan of outbound, inbound, marketing qualified leads, sales qualified leads, whatever it is, social selling, modern selling, traditional selling, digital selling, it is just selling. It is just sales. And this is all about starting that sales conversation to get into a broader conversation, to get into a pitch process, to get into an opportunity or position where you are literally at a yes or no decision as to whether they're going to go with you. And you can forecast that at 70, 80, 90% that that's going to win. That then goes in your pipeline. You then forecast that to your manager or your directors on a weekly, monthly, quarterly basis. It doesn't matter. Now, separate debate on the sales metrics of today, which I have done in a separate podcast. But ultimately, we need to, as salespeople, as sales or as a profession, we need to start recognizing that, you know, this is still sales. The one thing that has hasn't changed. And this is, you know, what I say when I work with any of my clients, be it accountants, lawyers, sales teams in the tech sector. It can be recruitment teams when you're trying to generate inbound for, you know, for roles. It doesn't matter. This is all about how you use the technology at your disposal. So CRM, social listening technology, social advocacy platforms, social media generally, your marketing machines, your content, how you build that into your sales process, but more importantly, into your lead generation process, so that your sales teams can have the best chance to start the right conversation with the right people at the right time. But in order to understand that, you've got to go and understand your market. You have got to go and talk to your clients. You've got to do client feedback. And I don't mean getting, you know, the lead person on an account going and doing it, because a client will not necessarily give them the full picture of what's what. It needs to be somebody independent, either someone senior within your organization or an independent firm completely that will go and do this for you, to actually start to understand how your clients are buying from you. Because if you are still making assumptions on how you think they are buying from you, then that means you are going to be making assumptions on how you should be coaching or training your sales team to generate leads to have that first sales conversation. Which also means then you're going to be basing your marketing strategy on assumptions, on this is how they've always bought, because this is how they bought when I sold 15, 10, 20 years ago, it doesn't matter. It can't have changed because this is what worked for me, so this is what we're going to carry on doing. How can you expect a young sales team to A, understand the 10, 15, 20 years experience that you as a sales manager or sales director or CEO, CFO, CRO, whoever, has built up over time, to then also learn from that, but learn in a way which makes it relevant for the modern buyer of today? And my belief that this is where organizations are struggling to get their head around. You know, they will throw technology, they'll throw sales enablement, they'll throw sales enablement technology, they will buy Sales Navigator, they'll buy social advocacy tools such as Sociable or Elevate, you know, they will invest in paid for marketing, and they will wonder why the ROI isn't there. And it's because you haven't changed the behaviors of your sales team to understand the different approach and tactics that need to be employed. But more importantly, I would suggest it's also because you have a lack of understanding of how your clients now buy from you, because you are basing it on assumptions of, we've always done this. Then you look at the quotes that fly around online, you know, a barrier to innovation is basically people. You know, the refusal to change, or the fear of change, or the, but we've always done it this way. Well, the problem that you've got is the we've always done it this way, in terms of this is how I always generated leads, is no longer fit for purpose in terms of how your buyers are now buying. And they want to buy in a way that your sales team isn't selling. And until your sales team understands that from a lead generation perspective, you are just going to stall, or you'll carry on doing what you're doing by dumb luck, or with a few lone wolves who are out there, as you always get them, which are carrying the team. Or you look at the stats where the average lifespan of a sales rep is inside 18 months. So you spend 12 months investing what you think is the right training and coaching on them. They don't really get it, they don't really want to do it, because actually they're just not really cut out for sales, full stop. It's got nothing to do with they can't sell or not. It's actually they're just not cut out for it, and they think they are, and they think they can make some good money, and they realize actually it's a lot harder than it is. Because whilst there's this thing called social media and it can help generate, you know, conversations, no matter how that sales conversation is generated, you then need to go through a sales process. So then the next stage is, so you now understand how your clients buy. Do you actually understand what process your clients need to go through in order to make a purchasing decision? And this comes back to the client feedback question. You know, win-loss reviews on pitches, account updates, whatever it might be. How did you buy it from us? Why did you buy it from us? What process did you go through? What other things influenced you to go with us or go with me versus the competition? What are the competition doing well that we're not, we could learn from? You know, we are moving into a data-driven world where I think will no longer cut it, and it has to be I know based on, you know, the data that your buyers are showing you through intent. So thank you again for listening. You know, in summary, my views are that, you know, that we are, whilst it's modern selling, it's reflective of modern buying, but the majority of sales teams aren't reflecting the modern buying approach. And actually, more importantly, they're not actually reflecting the way that lead generation has changed, because this is all about starting the conversation. Once you have that conversation, then you go through a sales process, which you should understand because you've sold your products a million times before. So you should understand what that process is. You should understand what works and what doesn't. But it's the lead generation piece where I believe that a lot of organizations are failing. As ever, if you've got any questions, please do connect with me on LinkedIn, Alexander Lowe, or you can follow me on Twitter at Alexander_Lowe. I have my hashtag AskAlexVideos on a Friday. Any feedback, or, you know, if you want to be interviewed, or if you've got any suggestions of anybody I should interview, then, you know, please do let me know. Otherwise, thanks again and have a great rest of the day.